This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumarasinghe, yesterday and assured him of India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with its vision Mahasagar and its established position as the first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days as Sri Lanka undertakes rehabilitation efforts, resumes public services, and works towards restoring livelihoods across the impacted regions. During the conversation, President Desanaike also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief materials. India has intensified its humanitarian mission in Sri Lanka as the island reels from the devastating impact of Cyclone Dithwa, which has triggered massive floods and landslides. Authorities now confirm 390 deaths and 352 people still missing, while rescue and relief efforts continue across hard-hit districts as access gradually improves. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, India has expanded medical rescue and logistics support, reinforcing its role as Sri Lanka's first responder. In the northeast, monsoon has become vigorous as deep depression located near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast remained stationary. During the past 6 hours, about 50 kilometres east of Chennai, 160 kilometres east of Kudalur and 140 kilometres south of Nellore, it is very likely to recurve slowly south-southwestwards and weaken into a depression during the next 12 hours. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised the leaders of opposition parties for disrupting the proceedings of the parliament over the issue of special intensive revision of electoral roll, saying they don't need to dig out issues. Talking to the media outside parliament, the minister said they do not need to find new issues and disturb the parliament. He said a list of businesses has been prepared and there are many issues the government will have a debate on, the issues raised by the opposition. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that for India, transparency in tax matters has always gone beyond administrative reforms. Addressing the 18th Global Forum plenary meeting in New Delhi, the finance minister highlighted that the country touches upon the deeper principle of economic governance, which must rest on fairness and responsibility. Emphasizing on the direct bearing of transparency on development, Ms. Sitharaman said that when national wealth escapes legitimate taxation, it not only creates a revenue gap, but also a developmental gap.
Not only for enforcement, but also for strengthening confidence in institutions and encouraging responsible economic behavior. The focus must remain on fairness, sustainability, and public trust in the integrity of tax systems.
The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will begin today in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will jointly inaugurate the event aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony will take place at Namo Ghat this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has greeted the people of Assam on the occasion of Ahom Diwas today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that this day commemorates the glory of the Ahom era and reinforces the nation's resolve to preserve Assam's rich cultural heritage, which is a matter of pride for every Indian. He noted in the last 9 years, the Modi-led NDA government has ushered in an era of peace in the state, transforming Assam into a hub of development and education. In women's hockey, the Indian junior team began its campaign in FIH Junior Women's World Cup with a 13-0 win against Namibia in Santiago, Chile. With this win, India climbed to the top of the table. India will next face Germany tomorrow, followed by Ireland on Friday in their final pool stage match. In men's hockey, India will be up against Switzerland in the final group league encounter ahead of the knockout stage at the FIH Junior Men's World Cup in Madurai today at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.